Clean Jungle Snare Snap for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, we're focusing on automation because that's the trick that lets the snare hit clean and sharp, while the space blooms around it like you're standing in a dark, echoey warehouse. By the end, you'll have a snare that feels classic jungle and DNB, tight transient, controlled body, and a smoky tail that moves across a 16-bar phrase instead of sitting there like a static loop. Alright, let's set the scene. First, project setup. Set your tempo to somewhere in the drum and bass zone, 170 to 174 BPM. I'll use 174. Make a 2-bar loop. Drop in a kick on beat 1, and a snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's bar.beat.16th view, that's like placing the snare at 1.2 and 1.4 in bar 1, and the same positions in bar 2. Keep it simple for now. We're designing the snare behavior, not writing a whole drum arrangement. Now, source choice. This matters more than beginners think. If the snare sample is already dull, no amount of EQ magic is going to give you that clean snap without sounding fake and crispy. So choose a snare that already has a defined transient. Jungle snares often come from break-style one-shots, but you can do this with a 909-ish or modern DNB snare too. Load your snare into Simpler. Put Simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off for one-shots. Keep voices set to 1 so the hit stays tight and doesn't overlap itself. If there's any little noise before the snare, move start slightly forward. And this is a tiny but important quality move. Set fade into about 1 to 3 milliseconds. That removes nasty clicks without dulling the snare. Optional but super helpful. Add a tiny click layer. Duplicate the snare track. And on the duplicate, load a short rim or clicky top. Keep it very short and very quiet. This layer is like a readability tool. It helps the snare speak on small speakers, especially once you start adding smoke. Next, shaping the snap with EQ. On the main snare track, at EQ 8, think of this as cleaning and spotlighting, not boosting everything until it hurts. Start with a high pass filter, 24 dB slope, around 110 to 160 Hz. You're not trying to remove the snare's body. You're removing rumble and low stuff that competes with the kick and sub. Then find the boxiness. That's usually around 350 to 600 Hz. Make a small cut, like 2 to 5 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2 to 2.0. Listen for that cardboard tone to step back. Now add crack, a gentle boost in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and keep the Q fairly broad. If the snare starts sounding harsh, don't keep boosting highs. Instead, back off and recheck your box cut and your transient shaping. Clean and DNB is often controlled high mids, not endless 10k fizz. If you want a touch of air, you can add a small high shelf around 9 to 12kHz, like 1 to 3dB. Optional. If your sample is already bright, skip it. Now for snap and punch. Drum bus. Place drum bus after EQ 8. This is where you get that satisfying thwack, without relying on huge EQ boosts. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low, like 0 to 10%. Typically keep boom off for jungle snares, because boom can start fighting your kick and bass unless you really know what you're doing. Damp at 10 to 30% can help tame fizzy highs. And then the main character here, transient. Bring transient up to around plus 10 to plus 25. This is your snap knob. But do me a favor, level match. Adjust output so that when you bypass drum bus, the snare is roughly the same loudness. Otherwise you'll think you improved it just because it got louder. If it gets too clicky or smacky, lower transient a bit and let the EQ crack boost do more of the work. Clean snap isn't the same as painful snap. Now we build the smoky warehouse space, and we do it on a return, not as an insert on the snare. This is one of the biggest aha moments in drum and bass mixing. Insert reverb tends to smear your transient and push the snare backward. Returns let you keep the snare punchy and automate the space separately. Create return A and name it smoke verb. Add hybrid reverb on return A. Set it to outer rhythmic for a clean start. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. For this lesson, try 1.6 seconds. Now the key, pre-delay. Set pre-delay between 18 and 35 milliseconds. Try 25 milliseconds. Pre-delay is basically you telling the reverb, wait a moment, let the snare hit first, then bloom. That's how you get clean snap plus smoke. Set the reverb low cut around 250 to 450 Hz. Try 350. Set high cut around 5 to 8kHz. Try 7kHz. That's the smoky darkness. And because it's a return, set wet to 100%. After hybrid reverb, at EQ 8. If the reverb feels cloudy, cut a bit around 200 to 500 Hz. If the reverb is making the crack annoying, dip a little around 2 to 4K Hz. You're sculpting the reverb as its own instrument, not just reverb on a snare. Optional, but very vibe-friendly, add auto filter after the EQ on the return. Use a low-pass filter, keep resonance low, and start the cutoff around 6 to 9 KHE. This is like putting the reverb behind a curtain of dust and air. Now we hit the core skill, automation. We want the reverb to bloom after the hit, not sit on top of it. Method A is the easiest. Automate the snares, send a going to smoke verb. Before you automate anything, set a sensible baseline send A. Coach note here, do this as a default vibe first, maybe around minus 18 to minus 14 dB, just by ear. Then you automate small moves around that baseline. This makes your mix way easier later, because if you decide the snare needs more overall space, you can raise the baseline and your automation still makes musical sense. Now hit the key for automation mode. Zoom in a little around a snare hit. Draw a curve like this. At the exact moment of the snare hit, the send is lower. Then right after, it rises for a short moment, then comes back down before the next hit. As a practical starting shape per snare, at time 0, the send around minus 18 dB. About 50 milliseconds later, rise up to around minus 9 dB. By 200 milliseconds, settle back to about minus 14 dB. And just before the next snare, return to around minus 18 dB. What you're doing is letting the dry snare carry the initial crack, then letting the space swell behind it. It reads as clean and punchy, but still atmospheric. Extra teacher tip. Watch the return-o-meter. You don't want return a spiking exactly on the snare transient. If it is, raise your pre-delay a touch or reduce the send right at time zero. You're basically mixing the timing, not just the amount. Now, where should you draw automation? Two options, and both are useful. If you want the exact same bloom every loop, use clip envelopes inside the clip, so it repeats perfectly every two bars. If you want the story across a phrase, use arrangement automation lane so it evolves over 16 bars. Let's do the phrase evolution now. Method B, automate the reverb decay across 16 bars. Keep it subtle and musical. For bars 1 through 8, keep decay around 1.4 seconds. For bars 9 through 16, gradually increase toward 2.0 seconds. On the last bar, push it briefly to around 2.4 seconds for fill feeling. Then snap it back right after. This is how you make a basic two-step snare pattern feel like it's building energy, even if the MIDI notes never change. Now let's add controlled grit in parallel, because we want character without losing cleanliness. Create return B and name it grit parallel. On it, add either saturator or roar. If you use saturator, set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Keep it mild. We're not trying to destroy the snare. We're adding a dirty layer underneath that you can sprinkle in. After that distortion, add EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 300 Hz, because gritty low mids can get messy fast. If it gets spitty, dip a bit around 4 to 6 KHZ. Then add a compressor to glue the grit. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, and aim for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. You're shaping the sustain, not smashing the transient. Now automate send B on the snare track so it comes in occasionally. For example, every fourth snare gets a little more grit, or make the second bar of the two-bar loop slightly dirtier than the first, so it feels like call and response. Subtle is professional here. If the grit is obvious, it stops beating texture and starts beating problem. Optional cleanup. If your snare sample has a long noisy tail and you want it tighter, add a gate on the snare channel after your tone shaping. Set threshold so it closes the tail earlier. Set return around 150 to 300 ms so it's smooth, and keep attack fast, like 0.5 to 2 ms. Don't overdo it or it'll sound chopped. Now, a quick mono and width reality check. Keep the dry snare mostly center and stable. Let the width come from your returns. If you widen the snare itself too much, it can smear and lose impact. If you want extra drama, put a utility at the end of return A and automate width there, like 80 to 100% in tighter sections and 120 to 150% in bigger sections. Two advanced but beginner-friendly upgrades, just so you know what's possible. First upgrade, sidechain ducking on the reverb return. On return A, after the reverb, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, choose the snare track as the input. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 0 to 3 ms, release 80 to 180 ms. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of reduction. When the snare hits, this automatically pushes the reverb down during the transient and lets it rise after. It's like automation, you don't have to draw perfectly. Second upgrade. One knob vibe control. Group the return devices, then map the filter cutoff, the decay, and maybe a utility gain to a single macro called smoke amount. Now you can record one smooth automation lane, and the whole ambience evolves like a real arrangement. Let's do a quick 10-minute practice flow to lock it in. Set 174 BPM. Tubar loop, kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Return a smoke verb. Decay 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 25 ms. High cut 7k Hz. Low cut 350 Hz. Automate send with the post-hit bloom so it rises after each snare. Duplicate out to 16 bars and automate decay from 1.4 to 2.0 seconds across the phrase. Then bounce a quick export and listen at low volume. Low volume is a truth test. If you can't hear the snare crack clearly, reduce send A or increase pre-delay. If the reverb sounds cloudy, cut more low mids on the return. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't put a big reverb directly on the snare insert and wonder why it lost impact. Don't skip pre-delay. Without it, the reverb masks the transient. Don't overboost super high frequencies chasing clean. You'll get harsh, not clean. Filter the reverb return. Low mid wash is the fastest way to make the mix sound amateur. And keep automation musical. If it's extreme and jumpy, it'll sound like the snare is glitching instead of breathing.